A very expensive chill pill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. What's it going to take to stop all the fear in the markets and calm people down? The Federal Reserve seems to think another mountain of cash might do the trick. This morning, the Fed said it was injecting another $55 billion into the country's financial system. Not only that, but earlier, the Fed announced a global cash infusion with central banks from around the world. Megan Williams has more.
The U.S. Federal Reserve and the central banks of Europe, England, Japan, Canada, and Switzerland will jointly pump that money, almost $200 billion, into financial institutions worldwide. The move is an attempt to bring confidence back to the lending market after historical banks like Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, and insurance giant AIG have either gone bankrupt or been rescued at the last minute. Cost of short-term borrowing in dollars shot up to its highest in almost a decade and has nearly paralyzed the banking world. By auctioning off billions of dollars to lenders, the central banks hope to ease the funding squeeze, at least for now. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
So far, the stock markets are looking a little better. The Dow is up 73 points in the early going to 10,682. The NASDAQ has put on 22. The S&P 500 is up 12. In Europe, shares are about 1 to 2% higher so far. In Asia, the markets closed a bit lower, but before the Fed's announcement, stocks were way down. Despite today's gains, we're still seeing strong demand for treasury bills, gold, and other safer investments. No bank wants to be the next Lehman Brothers. That's why there seems to be a 24/7 push to make deals. Today, the British bank Lloyds TSB bought a troubled mortgage company called HBOS. And there's talk Washington Mutual wants a buyer, and that the investment bank Morgan Stanley might be on the block. Morgan Stanley's stock had its worst day in 15 years yesterday because the rumors were flying. Jeremy Hobson reports from New York.
The speculation focuses on a merger, possibly with Wachovia. Morgan Stanley is not commenting beyond saying it's trying to deal with the rapid drop in its share price. But Charles Peabody of Portales Partners says merging with a commercial bank would make sense.
Big investment banks are funded by institutional money, which is probably a little more sophisticated, flighty money. The commercial bank has a very stable core consumer deposit base that doesn't move as quickly.
And of course, a merger would be better than a failure. But Peabody says in this case, a commercial bank like Wachovia could benefit as well.
In many respects, you could view this merger as a capital-raising event at a time when neither of these companies could raise capital independently.
If Morgan Stanley does merge, Goldman Sachs would be the only independent investment bank left, compared to five at the beginning of the year. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thriveand.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com.
If you invest in money market mutual funds, here's something you need to know. Because of this financial crisis, one of these funds has broken a buck. That means investors are getting less than a dollar back for every dollar they put in. That is not supposed to happen. Several banks have said they will pour new money into their funds, but it's still kind of scary. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us. Chris, can you explain this?
This has to do with money market mutual funds. Reserve fund, $62 billion money market mutual funds, and we're not talking penny ante change. They broke a buck. I believe it's like you get 97 cents back. Mm. And this is really nerve-wracking because the latest figures I saw that individual investors have about $3.6 trillion in money market mutual funds. This is the money that people use to, if you lose your job, by the way, and people are losing their jobs these days, you lose your job, this is part of your emergency fund. That's what's really grabbing the attention, I believe, of the regulators, and it should, because that's the nightmare scenario.
So, Chris, people are, you know, feeling anxious already. They're hearing something like this, and they're feeling more anxious. What are you telling people to make them feel better?
Well, my advice has not changed, and it's always been consistent. If you have money in a money market mutual fund, you always want to be in a brand name, national, international institution, a huge behemoth.
I hope you're not referring to somebody like AIG. I mean somebody that big.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question. No question about it. Now, I know AIG is disappearing. However, if you have your retirement savings with AIG, because they run a very large retirement savings part of their business, you're still safe. If you have a life insurance policy with AIG, that's safe. If this is money you absolutely cannot afford to lose, then you know what? Eliminate the risk and put it into U.S. Treasuries, short-term U.S. Treasuries. If you can't take any risk at all, that's what you should do. Or if you're under $100,000, you put it into the bank. You have the FDIC is backstopping that. You don't want to be reaching for yield with your safe money in the environment we're in. I would argue in any environment, but especially in the environment we're in right now.
All right, Chris, thanks for your insight. Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
I'll end with something amusing. A Japanese company that makes eyeglasses has seen a huge jump in sales for one particular kind of glasses, model number MP704. Can you think why that would be? Sarah Palin. The company usually makes about 12,000 pairs of glasses a year, but in the past 10 days, there have been 9,000 orders from around the world for the kind of glasses Palin wears. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.